The young King Solomon stood up before all the important grown-ups in Israel. He started to talk, but they stopped him with their questions. When will you start building God's temple? How will you keep peace in the land of Israel? Will you be a good king just like your father David was? Solomon looked at all the faces before him. There were more faces than he could ever count. Suddenly, he felt very small. He didn't know the answers to any of their questions. He didn't know how to be a king. Oh, if only his father, King David, were still alive to tell him what to do. Then, Solomon had an idea. He said to the people, "Let's go to Gibeon and worship the Lord at his special tent, the tabernacle." At the tabernacle, Solomon and all the people prayed to the Lord. Solomon gave 1,000 of his best animals to the Lord as an offering. That night, while Solomon slept, God came to him in a dream. God said he would give Solomon whatever he asked for. Right away, Solomon knew what he wanted. He said, "Lord, you have loved my father David. You have chosen me to take his job as king. But I don't know how to rule over your great people. Give me wisdom and understanding so I will rule well." The Lord was pleased that Solomon asked for wisdom. Most kings would ask for riches and fame instead. So God gave Solomon wisdom. But that's not all. God also gave him the things he didn't ask for, too. No king anywhere would be as wise and rich and famous as Solomon. The next morning, Solomon went back to his throne in Jerusalem. Now, whenever he talked to the grown-ups, he gave them wise answers, called proverbs. He said things like, "A kind and calm answer keeps anger away, but a cruel word makes everyone mad." He talked to kids, too. He said, "Listen to what your mother and father teach you. Their words are like a lovely gold necklace." He even talked about animals. He said, "If you want to be wise, watch the ant. See how hard she works." The people felt happy and safe with such a wise king. He helped them solve hard problems. He built a grand, beautiful temple for the Lord. Even kings and queens from faraway lands came to listen to Solomon. All of them were amazed at what he knew. They said, "Blessed be the God of Israel, who has loved his people and given them such a wise and good king." Sparkies, here's what you can learn from King Solomon's biography. God was the one who made Solomon wise. True wisdom starts with knowing God. God wants you to ask him for wisdom to serve him too. You can read more about King Solomon in your Bible. Look up the Old Testament book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 1. And did you know King Solomon wrote some of the books in the Old Testament? One of these books is Proverbs. Look up the book of Proverbs and read what Solomon wrote.